And just branch off from last 2 weeks, what we talk about David and Goliath. Goliath is a type of Satan in our lives. Goliath is that type. Sometimes you hear Mama today emphasizing witchcraft. And sometimes people will say, "Oh, why as a prayer we talk much over witchcraft so much?" We talk about witchcraft so much because there are many witches that comes here. You may not have it, but they come. Since from Golden Age, we started this ministry over there. Witches show up most every time. Every time. All those years. And you think when you are tired of hearing, you think Satan stop? You think the witches they stop? When they cross their legs and their feet and their toes and say, "You are not going to get married," you think they stop? You are not going to prosper. You think they stop? You are not going to be healthy. You think they will stop? Think about that. Think about that. Reason with this. Let your conscience help you with the word of God and get understanding. The enemy does not stop. If you don't take the word of God to walk with it and pray and ask God, you will be the same year after year. You are going to be the same. You remember? David has to stop Goliath. Because Goliath has been coming and coming to stand and fight. Saul said, "David, you are a youth. You are so young. You can't fight this man. He has been fighting since from his youth." Goliath never stopped coming year after year. When there is time for war, you come and stand and he will scream, "Give me a man." That's a champion talking. Anytime he comes year after year, he does not get no man to fight. Do you think he stopped? Oh no. He keep on coming until he meets not a man, but a small boy to stop him. So, my dear, the Bible has made it clear to us. It says, listen, we are not fighting against flesh and blood. They don't get tired. Let me tell you, they don't get tired. We get tired. Christians get tired of praying. Christians get discouraged because what we are going through, we don't want to go through. But as long as Satan has not stopped his harassment, you can't stop. And even when God sees you through, you don't stop. Satan will be like that until our Savior comes, the trumpet blows, and he comes. So if God has put you in a place that God can encourage you, that God will open your eyes, that God will give you revelation, that God will talk about your life, God will talk about your sin, God will talk about your behavior, God will talk about your character, God will talk about all the nasty things that we do. When God is talking, please keep quiet and listen and take God's word. Don't get angry. I talked to Mama yesterday also. I said, Mama, do you know that all the people that they were here and they were receiving the grace of God, receiving the protection of God, and then they will come out with my name, they will come out with something, they will come out with a house of prayer, and on and on and on, and they go. And when they die, I say, Mama, did they die for us? None of them die for us. If I die, I die for myself. I don't die for you. Not even my wife. Because the Lord has made it, he says, one by one, we will go. One day we came in, and one day we will go out. If you are not listening to the word of God, the pure, undiluted word of God, there's something wrong with you. If I take my time and I make my African soup, I get my mushroom, I get my little beef, I get my pigtail, I get my fish, and I take my time and I prepare my soup, and you come and I give you some of the soup to drink, and you don't feel no good taste, it's not my soup, it's your teeth. It's not my soup. Don't blame my soup. Oh, can I hear amen? Do you know why we keep failing? Do you know why our life has not been moving from one step ahead? Do you know why we sit entangled with all kinds of things, of forces, diabolic, witchcraft activities, on and on? Sometimes we thought it's a church, we have the problem. Excuse me, I'm not talking about whoever gone and come. Please forgive me. It's just an example that I just want to bring it home for us to understand. Thank God that many of them that gone and came back or have come back, they testify. They testify. They say, Papa, you don't know how I have been going through. I did not have no peace. I did not have no peace. And I felt deep in me that the Lord was telling me, go back. Because the spirit of Satan, through his agencies, they don't stop. It's not you living here. You live here, the problem is here. So when you live here, everything is gone and you are going to be at peace. Listen, I always say, I always say, Mama, I say, Mama, what is chasing me? It's not what is chasing them. Sometimes it's a small little mice following you and chasing you all over the house. But some of us, they are cobras, lions, and tigers. Killer. Sorry to use my pastor here, for example. Always I hear Pastor Von coming. one thing I have learned from, every time there is anything, he will come. He said, please, please pray for me. Please pray for this for me. Please, then you will testify. Please pray for. You think he always come and say, pray for me, because it's a joke and that nothing happening, and he say, pray for me, pray for me? Look at it. If it is not the grace and prayer with a little girl, I know some 14 years girl, 15 years girl, they get pregnant before the time is up, poof, it come down. And she, as a woman of God, always have to fight that. Doctor say this, doctor say that, about the child is not growing, or this one. You think it's just happening without anything behind? You think that it's just happening? These are the forces of darkness, unforeseen hands, fighting against her, fighting against her daughter, fighting against her granddaughter, fighting against his grandchildren. If you know what is coming, you will not be giving unnecessary excuses when it comes to God. When it comes to God. The Bible says when Goliath, he has been a demon, a champion, harassing the children of Israel. They say when he comes and he scream, every man tremble, and all of them running, scatter, hatter, everybody hiding. Just his scream. Women don't go to the riverside to take no water. And I foresee even the wives, when it gets to the night and men want to play men, they will say, this is not the issue. Go and fight Goliath. Everything in this word of God, from Genesis that God has put it down, is for we, the generation that will follow Christ, so that we also will learn from the word of God, what happened to them, what they did to come out, so that you too will come out. Amen. Can I hear amen? The Bible says in verse 40, before I will connect to the New Testament, what Paul says to us too. 1 Samuel chapter 17, give me from verse 40, please. Give me there. And the Bible says, and he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and draw near unto David. And the man that bear the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked upon and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, I am a dog that thou comest to me with staffs. And the Philistine cursed David by his God. Listen, let's watch something there. The Bible says the Philistine, which is Goliath, the champion, he cursed David by his God. He calls David by his God. Do you see, listen, do you see how people with spirits, they don't have no pity? Now, if you are Goliath and then Saul is not able to bring a giant or a big warrior to come and face you, and you come to the field, the battlefield, and then you saw a small boy, David, a youthful boy, do you still go fight against him?
Child.
A little child? That you yourself are saying that you are just a youth. Would Goliath look at David and still, he's saying he's a youth, he is small, a small boy. Oh God, I cannot kill my own son like this. And so, by the way, I raise my hand. Small boy, go home. War finish. Goliath, number one, he cursed David. And after the curse, he make a move towards David. When people are fighting you, whether family, whether your children, whether your business, whether your prosperity, whether your physical body, this one is coming on and coming on. Listen, they have evil spirit in them, and that spirit always pushes them. And cursing your children. So many of us here, they curse our children. Sometimes it's not that the children did something to them, but the evil in them, a love to curse. They curse with no mercy. They curse with no remorse. The curse with no pity. The curse will not even say, I am sorry. That is what is in them. And what is in a man, what is in anyone, is what comes out. It's not just one day your husband wake up and say, pack your things and go. Yasmin, exercising it, planning, and talking, and seeing what he can do. So he's just waiting for the appropriate time so that he can strike. Oh, can I hear you, man? The Bible says the Philistine begin to curse a 17-year-old boy, a youth. He said unto David, I am a dog, but he did not know what he was talking about, that he did not believe it, that they can harm, can touch, can do anything. That is the same thing that killed him. You think your prayer is not working? That little prayer that you praying and struggling to pray, is that will bound the enemy. You think it's not working? Give God time. And be patient of yourself. But I want you to understand, listen, nothing happened without a cause. Your children did not tell like that because you love it. The enemy. The enemy. The Bible says, and that am I a dog that thy comest to me with staffs? And the Philistine, he cursed David by his gods. By his gods. You curse them too by your gods. By the God that you have. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Pray against the enemy. Bound bound them. Open your mouth and bound the enemy. Who is holding your stuff? Satan will make you unbelieve. You don't believe anything. Anything we say here, people get trouble with it. But I know why they are getting trouble with it. They are getting trouble with it because of what is in them. But if it is Christ in you, you will listen to the words of Christ. And the Philistine said to David, come to me and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the earth and to beasts of the field. He was declaring. Goliath was declaring. Goliath was decreeing. You sit down, some witch in your family is decreeing every day against your life. And you come to a place, God opening your eyes and say, listen, stand up and use prayer. Stand up and open your mouth. Stand up and begin to decree. Stand up and begin to confess. Stand up and destroy the works of the enemy. Because I've given you a mouth. He says, I've given you power and your authority. He said, go and walk over the scorpion. You think scorpion is just a scorpion from the bush? Walk over the serpent. You don't know. You don't know. If God opens your eyes, you will see so many things. And you stop the argument. You don't know. You have no facts. You don't have no insight. You think every man, every woman walking around is a human being? You think every man in three-piece suit with a hat and a tie and shoe matching is a human being? There was a lady that came from the sea, from Ghana, right this week. The whole thing is on the YouTube. He said she is from the sea. And her master have sent her to come to dwell in Ghana, come in the physical. Why? Because many of the master children from the sea has been coming out from the sea and they don't go back. Because when they come and they thank God, they go to some places, some churches, and so that they pray for them. And when they pray for them, they are locked. The power. You think your prayer is not working? Is God say we must pray? He says when we pray, He is going to answer the prayer. He said, He Himself is going to answer the prayer. There are many diabolic people in our midst, especially in this century that we are living, 21st century. Oh, Lord, my brother, my sister, there are so much power in people that causing havoc, the murderers, the killers, they are killing and you don't understand why. The witchcraft is operating every corner, every school, every hospital with policemen shelling blood. You think the shooting going on, they just love to shoot? Listen, Satan don't do things just by doing it all. Satan have risen with his agents and chronics. They know how to move. They know how to strike. They know how to appear. I have never heard and seen Satan with his chronics that really marrying young woman in the realms of the spirit than the time that we are in. And let me tell you, what you may not know, Satan agents, those from the sea, wherever they are, that Satan has empowered them. If they are men, they can marry thousands. They can be here, marry women in Montreal. They can marry in Ottawa. They can marry in Toronto. Because they are spirits. They can operate in any capacity as Satan agents and cause havoc to your life. We were driving one day, we were in Côte d'Ivoire going home. And when we reached Anguillon Park, going in the first gate, getting to the end of the park to turn, someone just threw a flesh egg. Pow! On the windshield. And so we begin to pray. Somebody may say, the naive people, this is nothing. Some small boys are hiding in the trees and they throw the... Mama, do you remember that day? You remember? It was Sunday. It's a little children, they are praying and then they throw the egg at the witch and say, this is nothing. Oh, yeah? For somebody to come and wait to throw a fresh egg on our windshield. Is a game he playing? We don't take such things lightly. We want you, listen, when, if you know what is good for you, when you come to the house of God, don't let people come and speak to your ears when the word of God is going on. Don't use here as talking point. If you want talking point, go to the FM. But here is to hear the word of God so that you can prepare yourself. Because you don't know. Today is Sunday. We don't know what is going to happen to you and me from Monday. We don't know. So as you come and worship God, you ask for God's protection. You ask for God's hands to be upon you, upon your family, upon your life, upon your work. As you are driving back and forth, that God's protection will be there. That the blood of Jesus will cover you. That's how we come to church. This is not a meeting place for anything anyhow. And when you are here, and you just turn it into a different thing, well, God is watching you. And when trouble comes, don't say God has not been good to you. Because if you can come into the presence of God and just prove because you are something, anyhow, you don't respect God. God too will tell you he does not respect you. Amen. You say, I will honor those who do what? That's God's talking, not me. I will honor those that will honor me. The Bible says, then said David to the Philistine, thou comes to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name. David has moved the war from the physical to the spirit. the Spirit. He says, in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast done what? Defiled. This day will the Lord deliver thee unto my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the horse of the Philistine this day unto the fowls of the earth and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that where there is a God in where? David confessed God. David declared the word of the Lord. The words that he declared and decree was what the Spirit of the Lord was telling him to declare over Satan. Words in the Spirit are controlled by powers, either the power of Satan or the power of God. Christians don't prepare for fight. Christians are so weak and so weak and weak that we refuse to fight. Christians want there to be there when they sleep and they wake up, open their eyes, and Jesus will come with angel of God. Oh, carry him up, let him stand to go to the washroom. The angel carries little by little. He opened the washroom door, he put it there, sit in the toilet. I want to bathe. Oh, go inside. And then angel of God bade them. There are some things God will never do for you. Let's get that clear. That's how he works in the kingdom. And if you want to believe the word of God, believe what God is saying and get the blessing. It's not the delay of your marriage. That means that God does not love you. No. Your duty is to pray. I say your duty is to pray. Amen. And use the word of God. Use God's word. And declare and decree and bound the forces, the witches in your family, the witches that have set their eyes on you to make your life miserable. They are working, maybe they are not working even on you 100%, but they are working on your children. You have to stand for them. Everything Christian compromise. Everything that is not even good, some want us to agree with it. Some want us to agree. Sometimes even some of our children will bring a woman and say, this is a person that I want to marry. And then you, God really speak into your heart and say, no. Your daughter is going to the wrong way. Your daughter is moving into the wrong direction. And then we will talk to them. Thank God for those who listen. But some, they don't. As they come, we have come, everything, stamp it. No questions. We don't want to follow no spiritual protocol. We want to do our own stuff. Some even to come to church, I'm telling you, it takes the grace of God for them to move and walk to the house of God. Because we don't understand. Listen, if I did not know God, and thank God for the type of woman that God has blessed me with, I would have been a dead dog. You don't know nothing. You don't know much. Don't know what goes on. And most of the time, maybe I don't know what goes on also with you. If I did not be someone that know God and carry my God from Africa and brought him along when I was all over the place and settled here, if I did not know my God to go to my God on my knees and thank God for those that really also see me and say, no, we must stand with this young man, I would have died long. Because Satan does not stop until he gets you and do what he wants to do with you. If he wants you to die, all he planning is to plan so that you will die. If you want to destroy your children, he makes sure he does everything, connect women, those woman that comes from the sea and sell your children to them so that they can destroy the destiny of your children. They will not stop. They will not stop. Sometimes we say, the girl is so pretty. Oh, very pretty. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, even my God, how they said it now. Oh, my gosh. Cute. Beautiful. Pretty girl. And these women are from the sea. With full of witchcraft. We're full of diabolic powers. Oh, don't talk about when they give you your favorite food. And you eat. And as a man, you can't even think straight anymore. What they say is what you do. Can I hear amen? Can I hear amen? When I first came 20 years ago, I thought when we were preaching all this kind of thing, I thought you guys from West Indies don't know nothing about it. But not knowing that you know more than even the Africans. But you pretend that we're talking something that is not biblical. Jesus says Satan is a liar. Can I hear amen? Amen? Listen, it's time that we got to hit the nail on the head. All those lifestyle arguments, I don't believe, I don't think it's true, I don't have it in my family. I've never seen nothing like that in my family. Witchcraft is African that practice witchcraft. Witchcraft came from Africa. Our land here, we don't deal with this kind of stuff. Never see it before. And then when they talk, because they have been here for a long time, they talk like Canadians. Oh, my gosh. Brethren, Satan is real. And God is real. Our God is real. And everything you read from the Word of God is real. We are going to read what David said in Psalm 18. And maybe, I think this time is the right time, eh? Okay. Now, we need to be very careful where we are, where we stand, and what we are doing. We have to know that whatever you do, you are doing to yourself. Whatever I do, I'm doing to myself. Don't blame nobody. Go and blame yourself. Psalm 18. Don't sit down, spend your whole life, your time with God and allow any influence, bad influence, bad discussion, bad this and all you do, open your ears to hear what people say. And when you haven't even seen what you are, never pray for it. It's only church we do that. When you go to the working place, you can do that. You go there to work. In Psalm 18, verse 16, it's a very powerful psalm. Okay, 16, from 16 there, you say, He sent from above, He took me, He drew me out of what? Many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too hard. We are still with these forces fighting. These forces. He said they were so strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity. But the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also unto a light place. He delivered me because he did what? The enemy will always come after you and me. The enemy. He will always, always, always come after you and after me. Give me Hebrews chapter 11. Take your time when you go home. Read that psalm from 1 to the end, please. It's a very good psalm. Very, very good psalm. It tells you a lot. In Hebrews 11, let's read something from verse 32. This is powerful. By faith, now you're talking about the faith. In 32, take your time, go back, read, and pray. Can I hear amen? You have to focus on prayer. If you want the enemy to back off, then you have to use the word of God to pray. Because whenever you pray once, it's affecting him, but he will not give up. The fire is on him, but he will say, come back and soften you. So that you stop there. He said, you know what, I'll go with you. You have been talking so much in your place. I think it's time I go with you. And then you to your heart, oh, thank God, thank God. And you stop praying. You don't know. You don't know what you're saying. And what shall I must say, for the time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Simon and of Jephthah, of David also, Samuel, and of the prophets. He said, who through faith, they do what? Subduce kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtain promises, stop the mouth of lions. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Quench the violence of violence of fire. Escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, we're made strong. Wax violent in fight. Turn to fight the armies of the alien. They fought on. They pray on. They believe God. They take the word of God and the name of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb and pray. Sometimes fasting. I went home one time, and somebody I knew very well, the mother, all of them called me Papa. And they said, I will make something and come and give you. And so when he brought the food, he brought a lot of food. In fact, soup with big meat, big fish, vegetables. Different food. Very expensive. When I look at the food, it was a lot of money to get that food back home. Not here before you buy something small, $5, $6, get this, get that, and put together. But when the food came, my heart did not click to touch it. Even though I have not eaten anything in the evening. But my heart was very heavy. I mean, when I sense that, I don't go around it. I put the food, packed them all in the fridge. And the next morning, when I cleaned myself, paste and do everything, and went and opened the fridge, every food that I put on the fridge was spoiled. As if my fridge wasn't working, and the food has been in the fridge for about 3-4 days. Oh, how can I put something that came very hot, and I allowed it to cool down before I packed them in the fridge, can spoil like this? Paul says, they kill us every day, but we don't die. They kill us every day, but we don't die. Hallelujah. Let me read this scripture and we will pray. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 3 there. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Listen, you don't waste your time coming to the house of God
and worship God. The best thing that you can do for your life, if you can't make it to church, that means something really, really did happen that you could not do nothing about it. That's fine. But don't sit down with no excuse. Sometimes people say, oh, as a prayer, we spend so much time. And when you go to your place, when you are dancing and all those things, it starts from 6 to morning, 5 o'clock. That one is not long. It's when it comes to God, we get smart. For though we walk in the flesh, like I'm standing, like you sitting, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Strongholds. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having a readiness to revenge all disobediences, when your obedience is what? Give me back the 3. For though we walk, for though you sleep, for though in the working place you are working, in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh or in the flesh. One thing Christians must believe to know is that our God is a spirit. And you and me are spirit. And things that goes on in this world, there are spirits behind them. And if you think you will war and fight them in the flesh, you are joking. You have to get a spiritual help. Those who are here with grandchildren, my aunties, them, every one of you with grandchildren, this is the time you should tight your stomach. And step in prayer. You may lose their mothers. You may lose their fathers. But don't lose the grandchildren. Don't lose them. Raise up in your spirit. Rise up in your spirit. Don't get discouraged because you think the prayer has not been answered. Don't entertain discouragement in your ears. Don't say it is nothing is going to change. It will change when you pray with faith. It will change when you agree with the word of God. It will change when you are not fighting against the word that is God giving to you. Even when you don't understand, tell God, Father, I don't understand this one. He's not going to kill you. He's not going to beat you. God will come into your low understanding and speak. Don't take your prayer has been taking a long time. Prepare yourself.
Believe God and prepare yourself. The Bible says when David, from there, when he wore the coat of iron from Saul and he could not walk with it because he had never tried, the Bible says in a very simplicity, simple way, he just went through the river. The river was not even a big river. It's a stream. And pick up his 5 stones. That's all he knows. That's all works for him. Carry 5 stones and went with the giant. And when he was cursing him with his curse, David retaliated and spoke the word of faith over that giant and said, me today, even though I don't have Saul by my side, I am going to kill you and cut your head like a pig. And David did not have no sword. Don't see before you believe. Do not see with your eyes before you believe. Believe God and have faith. Don't say, I pray for my children and I don't see, nothing is changing. You know what I mean? I'm tired. You want to see before you continue to pray? Oh, then you are going to stay a long way. Because it is only comes by faith. It only works by faith. When you agree with God, God will agree with you. Stand on your feet, please. Stand on your feet. Hallelujah.